Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. Thank you so much for being here. Today's episode is part of a five-part series. Last week was part one. Today is part two. And we got three more weeks for the series for mujerpreneurs. Are you a mujerpreneur who feels stuck? Maybe you feel like you're trying everything, but you really haven't gotten to where you really are bringing in the clients that you want to bring in. You're bringing in clients, but you're really not making the money you want to make. You've been making that five figure for a while and trying to break into that six figure income. Well, then, my friend, you came to the right place. My name is Marty Angel, and I am known as the Latina Biz Coach. Today, we're going to be talking about collaboration for success, tips on networking, and building your support system as a mujerpreneur. So let's get to it. Let's talk about unleashing success for you. ¿Cómo construir tu red y sistemas de apoyo como emprendedora latina or BIPOC, como mujerpreneur? I coined the term mujerpreneur, and what that means is a Latina monolingual or bilingual or BIPOC woman entrepreneur. And I train you, or I actually coach you or guide you or mentor you, whatever word you want to use, to gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock those six figures that you are worthy of. So as a mujerpreneur or a BIPOC woman entrepreneur, building a network of like-minded individuals can be very challenging. Because you're thinking, okay, I have to get everything going. I have to work my business. I have to create my product. I have to create my service. And then I have to market too. So people tend to get stuck. Women, mujeres, chicas, if you're with me, have you ever felt that you're stuck or like spinning your wheels and not really getting to where you want to get to? So it's essential for you to surround yourself with people who can offer, with other mujeres who can offer support, guidance, and advice as you navigate your entrepreneurial journey. I want to say to you, nunca estás sola. You're never alone. So here are some tips on how to create a network of Latina and BIPOC mujerpreneurs and to actually gather some mentors, right? So here's one of the things you want to do. You want to attend events and conferences specifically for Latinas, for mujerpreneurs, for BIPOC women entrepreneurs. Why? Because attending these events provides a unique opportunity to really connect with other individuals who have similar experiences and can offer valuable insights and much needed advice. I know, I've been there. Yo he estado donde tú estás, right? So here's what I want you to know is actually getting in there and doing what you need to do to network with them, new people, and do what you need to do to network with the right people to give you the support system that you need. It's critically important that you surround yourself with women, mujerpreneurs, that are still the same as you, right? They're still the same as you. They're in the same place as you. And that's what's important, right? It's important for you to be able to gather advice from women that have been where you are going. It's important to realize they don't need to be 10 million steps ahead of you. In fact, I highly recommend that they're not 10 million steps ahead of you, that they're just one or two steps ahead of you. Why? Because what they did is fresh and new and hasn't been, you know, tried over time, and times change. It's essential for you to realize that times do change. So when people, for instance, when people are saying right now, oh, I was able to do this during COVID. Well, that was during COVID. We're different now. We need new strategies. Necesitamos nuevas estrategias porque en COVID era una cosa. Todos estábamos en línea. We were all online. So yes, it was a lot easier to build an online business. But now it's more saturated and it is much more challenging for us to get out there and do that. But however it is, it's essential for you to surround yourself with people that can offer you support and guidance and advice so that you can navigate your entrepreneurial journey. So let me give you some tips on how to create a network of mujerpreneurs and mentors. You want to, like I said before, attend events and conferences specifically for the mujerpreneur. Because attending these events will help you and provide you with unique opportunities to connect with individuals who have had similar experiences and can offer valuable insights and advice. Now, in Español, asistir a estos eventos y conferencias específicamente para emprendedoras latinas y BIPOC, estos eventos brindan una oportunidad única para conectarte con personas que tienen experiencias similares a las tuyas y pueden ofrecerte valiosos conocimientos y consejos. Join online communities. If you are an introvert and really don't want to be out and about, then join an online community. There are social media platforms such as LinkedIn and Facebook. There are groups that are being held off of these two platforms, but offer you specifically for the mujerpreneur and BIPOC entrepreneur an opportunity to be able to meet up. So, for example, I have a weekly meetup. I conduct a weekly meetup for my coachees, and it's really fun because it's a meetup where everything goes. We throw it out there. We give advice. We take advice. We share hardships. We share, fears. And we as mujerpreneurs know that only we know what we're going through. So it's really nice. So this is on a Zoom and I just create a safe space. And it's welcome to the mujerpreneurs who are on my group coaching. So joining these groups can allow you to connect with individuals across the world. It used to be across the country, but across the world, who are navigating the challenges of entrepreneurship. Mujeres chulas, you need to understand that there are people out there ready to help you Únete a las comunidades en línea, plataformas de redes sociales como LinkedIn, Facebook, ofrecen grupos específicos para ustedes, las mujeres emprendedoras latinas y BIPOC. Unirse a estos grupos te vas a permitir conectarte con personas de todos los países, y también están navegando los desafíos del emprendimiento, ¿verdad? Porque acuérdense, solas no estamos, juntas podemos más. It's so important to let your Latinas show and get out there and thrive with the community of mujerpreneurs. But you've got to seek it out. It's not going to come to you. You've got to seek out mentorship. Mentorship is crucial in the journey of any entrepreneur. You've got to seek out successful Latina and BIPOC entrepreneurs who can offer guidance and support. A ver, busca mentoría. Acuérdate que no te van a tocar la puerta y decir, hey, ¿puedo ser tu mentora? Mm-mm. Tú tienes que buscar la mentoría. La mentoría es una parte muy crucial en el camino de cualquiera emprendedora. Busca otras mujeres, mujerpreneurs, latinas y BIPOCs exitosas que pueden brindarte orientación y apoyo. Very important. Once you've built your network, it is essential to establish a sense of community and mutual support. Mujeres, I have been there. I know. So here are some tips on how to cultivate an effective support system. Una vez que hayas construido tu red, es esencial establecer un sentido de comunidad y apoyo mutuo. Déjame presentarte algunos consejos sobre cómo cultivar un sistema de apoyo efectivo. Are you ready? You're taking good notes, I hope. Attend events and gatherings. Participating in local events and gatherings can help you connect with other mujerpreneurs and build lasting relationships. Join or create a mastermind group. Un grupo de mentores, a mastermind group, is a community of like-minded individuals who can offer support and guidance to each other. It's so different than a training group. Mastermind groups are usually people that are at the same level that you are, maybe a little bit more, but you're masterminding. It's like all the minds coming together to offer support. So consider joining, even if you have to pay to play. I highly recommend some of the best masterminds I've been a part of have really helped me. But of course, the better ones are always the ones that are pay to play. So consider joining an existing group or creating one with individuals in your network. Collaborate with other entrepreneurs. Collaborating with other mujerpreneurs can lead to mutual success. Consider working on a project or hosting an event with another mujerpreneur in your network. It's so much fun. I've done it before. I tried something, you know, you want to think out of the box. The other day I tried something so unusual, so out of the box for me. We were simultaneously working on a podcast together. She was interviewing me and I was interviewing her, and it worked out fabulously. Quiero que sepas que colaborar con otras mujerpreneurs, emprendedoras. La colaboración con otras emprendedoras puede llevarte al éxito mutuo. Considera trabajar en un proyecto o organizar un evento con otra emprendedora de tu red. Mujeres chulas, remember, building a network and support system is essential for you, the Latina, the bilingual or monolingual, and BIPOC mujerpreneur, to be able to really feel that support that you really deserve. So by attending events, joining online communities, seeking mentorship, and cultivating a sense of community, you can create a strong support system that can help you achieve success. I want you to remember, entrepreneurship is not a solo journey. Let me repeat that. Entrepreneurship is not a solo journey, and having a community can make all the difference in the world. Trust me, I know. I felt like I spun my wheels, but once I found my community and created a community, things just seemed to open up, things just seemed to flow, and it was amazing. I had a great time, and I continue to have a great time, right? So I want you to remember that creating community is all about you going out there and taking action. Creando una comunidad es todo de parte tuya. Tú tienes que tomar las acciones para crear esta comunidad. So I hope the words that I have shared with you today in this five-part series, part two of this five-part series, have really helped you and helped you to focus so that you can really begin to rock your six figures. Now, I know that today was short, sweet, and to the point, but sometimes that's all you need, right? That's all you need. So I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded podcast series. Recuerda, el emprendimiento no es un viaje en solitario. Y tener una comunidad puede marcar la diferencia en tu éxito. Gracias por sintonizar y estar aquí conmigo en este episodio de la serie de podcast de Mujer de Éxito Sin Límites. So, mujeres, lindas, chulas, hermosas, I want to express my immense gratitude to each and every one of you who tunes in to watch my YouTube videos either live or on the replay, and those of you, my loyal listeners to the podcast that are helping my podcast grow. Gracias. Your support means the world to me, and I'm honored to have you as part of my comunidad. If you haven't already, please consider hitting the bell and subscribing to my channel so you never miss a new video. And if you're listening to this podcast, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, I'd greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a positive review and download this episode. You see, when you're a podcaster, it doesn't count how many views you have or listens. It's all about the downloads. So you can download the episode and then you can, you didn't hear from me, but you can trash it if you want to, right? So your reviews, and then leave me a positive review. Your reviews and downloads help me boost our ratings, which in turn helps more people discover the content that I have for you and to help join the mission to empower more mujerpreneurs and leave a legacy of Latina leaders behind me. That's my meta. Esa es mi meta. So once again, gracias. Thank you for your support, and I can't wait to share the next part of the series and to share some more valuable insights and inspiration with you in future episodes. Quiero expresar mi inmensa gratitud a todas ustedes, cada uno de ustedes que sintonizan mis videos en YouTube y escuchan mi podcast. Tu apoyo significa todo para mí y me siento honrada de tenerlas a ustedes como parte de mi comunidad. Si aún no has hecho esto, por favor considera presionar la campanita y suscribirte a mi canal para que nunca pierdas un nuevo video. Y si estás escuchando en el podcast de donde estés, te agradecería mucho si pudieras dejar una una reseña positiva y descargar este episodio. ¿Por qué? Porque nos toman el algorithm, nos ayuda cuando descargan los episodios. So, as always, sus reseñas y sus descargas ayudan a mejorar mis calificaciones y me ayudan a empoderar a más gente. So, once again, please remember to share this episode with somebody that needs to hear it. Gracias de nuevo por tu apoyo. No puedo esperar para compartir más ideas y motivarte en forma ojalá valiosa para ti y en el futuro. Thank you for listening. As always, have a beautiful day. Namaste. This is Marty Angel, your host, signing off. Gracias.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.